Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. Well, we heard from the president today for the first time, really, since his Twitter account was shuttered on Friday. And here is what he had to say about his potential role in the violence last Wednesday when he spoke at length at a rally shortly before rioters breached security at the Capitol.
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
The word people is doing a lot of work in that sentence, considering that even some prominent Republicans and even some of the president's supporters have said publicly that he does bear some responsibility for what played out last week. But since he mentioned it, let's look at what the numbers show right now. And yes, I understand and sympathize with those of you who are more skeptical of public polling than you were, say, 8 years ago or even 8 weeks ago. But it's still the tool we have, and while imperfect, we can still learn from it. So, there have been, since last week, some snap polls and online surveys, but we do finally have a traditional telephone poll from Quinnipiac that tried to measure where the American public places blame for what happened on the 6th of January. And maybe the most important number in the poll is Trump's approval rating, which has plummeted by 11 points since a month after the election, falling from a 44% approval rate in December to just 33% now. And that's noteworthy because if there's one thing that we learned from 4 years of President Trump, it's that it takes a lot for his approval rating to budge. January 6th finally seemed to do it in a way not seen in his presidency since his response to a neo-Nazi march in Charlottesville in 2017. Second, the poll showed that a majority of voters, 56%, say they hold Trump responsible for the storming of the Capitol. 60% of those voters say that Trump has been undermining democracy. And about the same share say they believe that, contrary to Trump's continued insistence in the falsehood that was at the root of Wednesday's violence, there was not, in fact, widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Now, if you were consuming only and exclusively opinions from Republicans, which, according to reports, is perhaps what the president is doing, it's plausible that you might believe that, quote, people don't blame the president at all. Just 17% of Republicans hold him accountable for the violence on January 6th, and just one in five in the GOP are concerned that he's undermining democracy. But no, people, writ large, do not think that Trump is blameless. In fact, a majority, although not a huge one, appears to believe the opposite. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.